and it tells you the access code is Optimal 1. It tells you that as soon as you open it, but you'll be asked for that code. So Optimal Resume and those tools are wonderful. They'll really help you get a resume that will be eye-catching and get a campus recruiter from many HR departments interested in you. You have the right resume and you know how to go on the interview, because that's how you get a job. We also offer job fairs and recruitment activities on campus. We are having a job fair on April 13th. We have a lot of workshops to help you develop your skills, your job search skills also. What I encourage you to do, if you have any interest in our workshops, is to go to your BCC event calendar, and I think you all know what that is. You look on the BCC event calendar, it will give you information on what workshops are coming up so that you can attend them. Any questions on career services, please give us a call. We're more than happy to answer your questions, to schedule individual group appointments with you. Our office is located right upstairs from the cafeteria in G220. And now I'm going to introduce you to Greg Clark, and Greg is the college recruiter for Meditech. And I should tell you that not only is Greg the college recruiter for Meditech, but Greg at one time was a student right here at BCC. So he might have been sitting right in one of these seats here. Greg is going to talk with you today about Meditech, about career paths at Meditech, and a little bit about what employers look for, not just at Meditech, but any company that's going to be hiring new hires, students to come and start their careers with their company. They look for certain sets of skills, and Greg's going to touch on that today. He's also going to mention what the hiring process is like, what steps you need to take and what you go through if you want to be hired at Meditech, and how we do that. So this hopefully will give all of you the advantage. And I'm going to let Greg get started and give you some information on what you need to do.
Perfect.
But all about Meditech.
All right. Thanks, guys. So, Greg Clark, and I'm the college recruiter at Meditech, a software company. I'll go into a little bit more detail, but you know, as Pat mentioned, as a college recruiter, I go out to college campuses all over the country, actually, from all the way down to Georgia Tech, all the way out to places, schools out in Minnesota. We go to probably close to 100 career fairs every year between the fall and spring semesters, and all different types of events. I do classroom visits, employer in residence at technical schools. I was at Wentworth and WPI the last two nights. One of my favorite places to be, though, is right here. Obviously, I grew up right down the street and was a student here at Bristol Community College, and we've had a tremendous amount of success with students from this particular program. We've hired quite a few. I don't have the stats. It's tough to keep up with because we have hired quite a few over recent years. It's a booming industry. You've picked, is this a major, or is this just kind of an intro? This is an intro course?
Major.
A major, okay, perfect. You've picked a really booming industry, a really booming area to get into. I go to a lot of career fairs. I see what people are hiring for, and back when I started about 12 years ago, it was there was a lot of software companies that were hiring software developers, programmers, web developers. Now it's everybody. Every company out there has a need for people with programming backgrounds. A little bit tougher out there for people with a straight liberal arts background. I was a political science major here, and if I were to enter the job force, I think at this point it'd be pretty difficult for me. I'm not sure Meditech would hire me. A lot of times they're looking for people with those STEM majors, science, technology, engineering, mathematics backgrounds. So you picked a good area to get into. A lot of jobs out there for programmers. I'm hearing all different kinds of statistics. Depending on where you go, especially in the Boston area, there are far more positions available for programmers than there are actual programmers or software developers. Tell you a little bit about Meditech, but I don't want to focus just on Meditech. I want to answer any questions that you have. I usually have a formal presentation. I don't want to bore everyone with statistics on Meditech, things like that. I want to talk to you, answer any questions you have about interviewing, technical interviewing, behavioral-based interviewing questions, getting hired. It's stuff that I guess I wish I would have known when I was entering the workforce, from years of experience of doing it. I see thousands and thousands of resumes. We get over 12,000 resumes each year at Meditech. So I do a lot of interviewing, see a lot of resumes, see a lot of different candidates, good, bad, everything in between. So I can talk a little bit about that. But whatever you have questions about, Just to give you a little bit of information on Meditech, we are a Massachusetts-based software company. We make software that's used in the healthcare industry. So if you've been to, you actually find our largest customer base is hospitals. About one out of every four hospitals across the country here, all 50 states use our product. If you've been to Charlton or St. Anne's Hospital, or every hospital here in the South Coast, uses our products across the board. So when I was a kid, if I went to Charlton Memorial, the old way of doing it, they had a paper system. They'd give you a clipboard. Let's say you had a broken arm. You'd go into Charlton in the admissions department. Receptionist there would give you a clipboard. You'd fill out the paperwork, all your demographic information, your insurance info. You'd write down everything, a million different questions, allergies, things like that. Then you'd go to the radiology department. Another receptionist there gives you paperwork, all the way through to the billing side. With the electronic health records that we develop, this is all, you go to Charlton now, they have your information, they pull it up, they can see your past medical records, they have all your insurance information, they have everything. They know what you're allergic to, they know what medications you're taking. It's real-time, up-to-date information for clinicians to make better decisions. The software we develop, ranges from all the administrative areas you find in a healthcare facility to all the clinicals, of course, and then the financial areas. So admissions, scheduling, order entry, those are the types of administrative areas. Clinicals are radiology, lab, blood bank, pathology, and then there's a whole financial piece as well, budget forecasting, billing, accounts receivable, payable, things like that. So that's our largest customer base. Hospitals. So chances are, if you've been to any of the facilities around here, you've probably seen us without even knowing it. It's a booming industry. Technology and healthcare are two of the fastest growing industries out there. We have this aging baby boomer population. My dad's generation, they're getting older. He's about 70 now, and they're getting older. As this group gets older, the healthcare industry needs to go through a tremendous boom and keep up with the demands. Technology is playing a huge role in healthcare now, so that's why we're in a booming industry. We're about 4,000 employees now, and we're growing. Meditech, actually, we have 10 facilities. We have 1.5 million square feet of office space that we need to fill up. So we do have a Fall River facility right down on the Westport border over near White's, I guess, the Narrows area. Probably seen it's UMass Dartmouth.
Page of Seafood, actually.
Yeah, right near that's the famous place. People
you're
always
from
say
Fall River,
yeah, exactly. Page of Seafood, exactly. And the UMass Dartmouth ATMC is down there. Beautiful facility, right in the water. Everybody has a waterfront view. Thank you. Have you been to that facility?
Yes, I have. That's
perfect.
Beautiful.
All of our facilities are amazing. We have an 18-hole golf course in our Norwood office that I worked at for several years. I work in Framingham. We have a huge facility there. We just bought Adobe Software's building up in Waltham. It's a platinum LEED certified, beautiful facility up there. We just opened up a major facility in Foxborough. Really, 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 really beautiful place. It's been in architectural magazines and just incredible places. 4,000 pieces of art throughout our facilities, art galleries, gyms, amazing cafeterias.
People actually have gotten married at Meditech.
Yeah, people actually do. It's a really, really beautiful, beautiful spot. Amazing work environment. I can't stress that enough. I think one of the better work environments out there. One of the things that really attracted me initially was the work environment, certainly the stability. Meditech's been around for 45 years. So in terms of software companies, that's a long time. our founder is a real pioneer in this particular industry. It's an industry that he first started in the 1960s. And so obviously the company and the industry has grown quite a bit over the past 45 years. But we've had steady, consistent growth. We've never laid off anybody in that time. So healthcare is a real booming and stable industry, and technology, you can certainly say the same for that. In terms of careers, a lot of different opportunities. For a long time it was, programmers, implementation people, customer service people. If you go to our careers.meditech.com, a lot of different opportunities for here in our Massachusetts office. These are all positions that we're hiring for. Software developers. We hire software developers right at the entry level. So we've had people come right from Priscilla Grocer's classes straight into a software developer role, working as a team, going to Scrum meetings, developing applications that are going to be used in healthcare facilities throughout the world. Great training program. We're not one of those companies that just sort of pushes you into the deep end and says, good luck, sink or swim. It's a great training program, several months of formal training. We invest a real lot in each staff member. So that's an opportunity for you. You know, with that position, you're developing new code. We do use our own proprietary language. It's our own in-house stuff. Priscilla, whatever you do, they have a very easy, you know, her students have a very easy transition. People who have a good, grasp on the concepts of recruiting and the ability to learn new languages usually transition over very, very easily to our language and, stay with us and grow with us and advance within the company. So that's fantastic. So software developers, Meditech is hiring software developers. Every company is out there, I can tell you, at these career fairs. They all have signs up, hiring programmers, hiring web developers. SQL programmers, huge need for this. And the salary ranges for these positions, even at Meditech, it's one of our higher paid positions, but there's a lot of earning potential.
What is the pay grade? They all want to ask.
You
said it's higher pay.
Yeah, starting out, so Meditech, we hired several months of formal training, so because of that, with this position, we can pay in the 70s to start as the base salary. We have an annual cash bonus, which would add to...
They're waking up.
add to the base. And so annual salary review, so your salary is going to increase each year from that point, so there's a lot of... outside of Meditech, people that do contract work, stuff like that, it goes even higher for SQL programmers. So that's an option. Yeah.
SQL is SQL.
SQL programmers. Yeah.
How about networking students? We have a lot of networking students.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have some networking roles in here as well. So help desk and support is one option right here. So we have about 4,000 staff members. So, if you want to work with your internal customers, Meditech staff members, we have 4,000 staff members. I couldn't even tell you how many thousands of laptops, computers, tablets, stuff like that, things that break. People have an ability to break. Then they come up to you and say, it doesn't work, and then you turn it over, coffee pours out of it. They're like, got in there. fixing stuff like that. Help desk and support. Anytime somebody has a printer issue, every single technical problem you can possibly imagine, we have people from our advanced technology group, our help desk and support. You dial HELP on the phone, or you can G-chat with them, and they can help you out. They go through, and they're in charge of all the different devices out there that we have in all of our facilities. So that's a good opportunity. Again, we hire entry level. We fully train for that. Let me see.
So all of the programming positions. Yeah, I know you've always hired our students in the past, and that still Meditech still takes 2-year degrees.
Absolutely. Yeah. We do hire a lot of students from BCC with their associate's degree here. This is probably one of a handful of schools where that's the case, but we've had a lot of success.
You don't recruit at many 2-year colleges.
Yeah, absolutely. We go where the skill is, where the skills are. Okay. So that's great. Yes.
Do each different field, are they in the same locations? You have 10 facilities.
Yeah, so this particular position is only, so our TAM, technical account manager role, that's only at our Westwood facilities. Most of the positions are available at all of our facilities, so a software developer position, Framingham, Canton, Westwood, Fall River. So you can actually see where, and it's also Atlanta if you get sick of the cold weather. We have an Atlanta facility. We have 2 Minnesota facilities that actually, I was talking to somebody there yesterday. They have far less snow, and it's warmer there in Minnesota than it has been here in Massachusetts. So you can actually warm up in one of our Meditech, one of our Minnesota facilities. SQL programmers, I'm pretty sure we're hiring everywhere. Oh, actually, that's, we just have Westwood listed there, but we're pretty flexible, especially with positions that we're in need for. After your initial training, we try to match people up in the facility of their choice. Fall River is a little bit tough because we do have people stay, and they don't tend to leave, which is great. But it's we are always just at about capacity there. We do have some people move around. We had some people move over to our new Foxborough facility as well, which has opened up some space for us. So we can definitely make things work. But a lot of different positions. And in terms of networking too, a 1.5 million square feet of office space that's all wireless throughout that area. So there's people that just deal with that. There's people in every different area you can possibly imagine, with a company that size with, 4,300 staff members. A lot of different opportunities. Technical account managers dealing with our customers for more technical issues that they have. Wide range of positions. I really recommend checking out careers.meditech.com and seeing everything that we have there. If any of you have an AV background, we're looking for an audio-video specialist. We're looking for people that travel and train customers. We're looking for marketing people who demo the software to, the CIOs, chief information officers, CEOs, physicians. If you like being up on, up in front of a group, or people with that technical background that can kind of talk the talk. There's always a need for that. We hire for programmers. Programmers work with our existing code. A lot of debugging. We do some small customs for our customers as well. Every healthcare facility out there does things a little bit different, so we try to help them out as best we can. Yeah.
Your programming language. What's it similar to?
It depends who you talk to. So I talk to people that say, it's similar to C++, and then other people will say, it depends. Every day I have several people take the test, and they'll compare it to something different each time. What I find is people that have people that have learned C, C++, Java, even they transition pretty easily over to it. And it's something. What we would do is, we have you take a test, but really what the test is, it starts off really basic. I can get 3/4 through it myself without a programming background, because it starts off, introduces you and gives you examples as you go through and introduces you to the language, and then it works its way up into like a Fibonacci sequence where they completely lose me. But it does a great job of kind of introducing you to the language and helping us kind of see where you'd be best suited within the company. And again, several months of formal training after that. So we're not one of those companies that just hands you a booklet on magic and says, okay, read this, good luck, sink or swim. And so you'd have a mentor, training group for several months, and great training program.
Now, Greg, if students are getting their resumes ready and they really want to get Meditech, get their foot in the door at Meditech, I know you have over 1,000 resumes a month. So
yeah,
you're probably
yeah.
spending about maybe 10 seconds looking at them, very quickly scanning. If somebody impresses you right away, you scan that, and in the 10 seconds you say, oh, I'm going to look at this more closely.
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of skills do they have?
Well, there's the way that Meditech does it, and there's a way that, I work a lot with colleagues from similar companies. There's another big growing software company that I work with, their recruiters there. And a lot of them are using applicant tracking systems now, ATSs that go through, and they can actually, they do like Boolean searches and keyword searches looking for specific things. So, your resume is really important. If you want it to stick out, you got to put those keywords, the languages that you've worked with, the format of it. Most of these companies, they're looking at it. We have one person there that reviews all the resumes. We review every single one. And this poor girl goes through, and I think after several hours, she's googly-eyed and can't see straight.
So you want a one-page resume?
Yeah, you want it to be clean, easy to read, get your point across quick, and you got about 10, 12, maybe 15 seconds of her attention, to grab her.
So listing that they are proficient with C++ and whatever.
Yeah, so, you know, any of the languages, any, you know, bullet points with action verbs, you know, are really important. Sometimes people will try to spell things out, and you know, they'll have great experience. You know, they'll try to spell things out, in, you know, in paragraph form, and you have to realize, you have to look at it through the eyes of, you know, someone that's reviewing this. They're really not going to go through and read everything line for line on your resume. So you want it to be quick, easy to read.
Optimal resume. Any of you familiar with Optimal Resume? It's a great tool, and it will help you get that formatting. It gives you samples and templates.
Yeah.
And I know some of the students that you've interviewed before, many of them have used Optimal.
Yeah, it's great. There's different templates, so it's not just one set template, mm-hmm. like Microsoft Office Suite template that you see all the time. But it'll help you, you know, do simple stuff like write, justify, you know, your dates and bold certain areas. And have, yep. You know,
it gives you areas, the consistency, so. And it really gives you the formatting.
And that's a big thing. Formatting is huge. Developing a resume is one of those things that take advantage of career services. I say this every school I go to. You got a great career services office here, people that are hands-on. They've been to the different businesses out there, whether it's Meditech or otherwise. They know whether or not, you know, they've talked, they know the good, the bad, everything in between for the, you know, companies that they're hiring for. You know, I was telling co-op students yesterday from Wentworth, you know, talk to your co-op advisor, see what other people who have been in that position before have said about, you know, said about the company. What's good? What's bad? Get experience. You know, that's huge right now. If you can find an internship, Meditech unfortunately doesn't do any internships because of the training that's involved using our own in-house stuff. It doesn't fit into the time constraints, unfortunately. So. We do some co-ops for software developers, but it's usually a six-month. It's usually a six-month thing, so it really doesn't fit with most schools. It doesn't kind of jive in terms of time. But if you can find experience somewhere else, figure out what you like, what you're passionate about, gain experience. That's huge.
Great. Can you tell us a little bit about the hiring process? I know I've had students that have applied to Meditech, and I believe it starts with a phone call.
Yeah. Meditech and a lot of other companies. Will often contact you initially. Some companies are going to contact you through an email initially and say, okay, you know, we got your resume. Can we set up a phone call? Meditech, what we do is we usually just kind of, we get your resume, we give you a call. We see, you know, how familiar you are with the company. There's people that just throw out their resume to every company out there. I just want a job, and
I'll do anything. I just want a job.
Yeah, I just want a job.
Nobody else will hire me.
Yeah. That's usually not a good way to, you know, to go about it. You know, you want to research the company. You want to have, you know, whether it's Meditech or whatever company's out there, research it, get to know it, get to know their products, their competitors, stuff about them. You know, have a pretty good general overview when you go into it. When we have people that don't have, you know, that have known nothing about us. Yeah, it's not a deal breaker, but it's certainly not a real positive for you if you don't know anything about it. You know, and that's understandable. You know, we're not a company where you're going to see our name on the, you know, the green monster. We're well known within the industry that we're in, but you know, we don't have commercials or anything like that. But you can find out a lot of information on our website. That's true with every company out there. There's tons and tons more information that you never need. Is out there, so you can certainly find out about it. Go into a phone call like that with knowledge on the company
and be
the position.
Prepared. Know you're going to get a phone call. You know, if the phone rings and you're in the middle of dinner and it's Meditech, you're able to talk right away about why you know why you're interested in the company, why you applied, the position that you want. So you need to be prepared for that call to come.
Yeah, and if you're not, don't, you know, feel free.
If you're driving,
bad for people that are, you know, they're I'm in the central artery in Boston and they're trying to talk and they're stressed and you know, I don't want to cause a 20 car pile up or anything like that. So you know, if you can't talk, you know, get back to us, research the company, you know, follow up with me. That's perfectly fine. If there's interest at that point, we schedule people. We try to make it a two-step interview process, and I'm seeing that a lot with a lot of different companies. For the programming roles, there's usually an initial interview with you know, either HR, recruiting, some, you know, every company has different setup, but something along those lines. We have you take a programming test that I mentioned earlier. It takes about two 2.5 hours, to complete from beginning to end. That usually takes place up at our Framingham facility, but, you know, we can work things out and do something here in Fall River. We do some on-campus interviews here. We can actually set up a time to take the programming test in Fall River down the road, you know, if we have a group of students that are interested. We definitely have a need for programmers, so, we're hiring. Yes?
You also do...
Yeah, absolutely. I really recommend whether it's Meditech or whatever company or career services staff, take advantage of mock interviews. Interviewing is a skill set, one of those things that the more you do, the easier it becomes. I can always tell students that are hearing behavioral-based interview questions. Behavioral-based interviewing questions, those are, a lot of companies are doing that exclusively. These are the types of questions that start with, tell me about a time where, describe a situation. The idea being that the best way to kind of gauge how you're going to perform given a specific task is how you've performed given somewhat similar tasks in the past. So the key to answering this is thinking of specific scenarios, classroom projects that you've worked on here, classroom projects, maybe past work experience, things that you've worked on. Think of specific scenarios that might, things that you've done. We talk to career services. They teach the STAR method a lot of times: situation, task, action, result. Situation, a task that you were given, the action that you took, and then hopefully the positive result that came as a
something result, right? Such as if you were working with a group of students. You know, at Meditech, you'll work with a group of programmers often, mm-hmm. or a group of other. If you were working with a group to complete a project for a class, and one of the members of the group isn't holding their weight, how did you deal with that situation? Mm-hmm. So they'll probably give you some very specific, how have you dealt with difficult customers in the past? So they'll ask you about, how you behaved in a situation that could arise as part of your employment, and how would you handle that? And they want to see how you're going to reason it, what you've done in the past, maybe something that you haven't worked and had that experience, but maybe you've had it in a class when you worked on a project or something. So. Certainly anything like that is going to help you through the process.
Yeah.
And I should tell you, the Optimal Resume tool does give you samples of questions that you'll be asked during interviews, and you can choose a behavioral-based interview, a screening interview, a second interview. So it will give you all of these opportunities to practice the interviewing skills, and there's a coach that will give you some of the answers that might be appropriate. Obviously, you'll have to work that into your situation, but it's a great tool to have.
Yeah, absolutely. Practice makes perfect when it comes to interviewing. And you had mentioned, working in a group, really important with all positions, but, especially with our technical positions now. The development process has really changed at Meditech and at, many companies out there. You're not programming on an island by yourself. You're not just in some high-walled cubicle anymore, programming by yourself, writing code. You're working together as a team. In our development process, we have a lot of physicians that are involved. We have about 25 physicians on staff that are saying, "Okay, this is how we'd like it to look. These are the features that we want." Our development analysts are sort of storyboarding it. You're working with our QA people, our development specialists. They're the ones kicking the tires. Going through trying to break the software as if they were end users, trying to find any bugs, issues ahead of time before we start marketing it out. We do the alpha testing, beta testing, and then we start marketing it, selling it, implementing it, and so on. So it's the development process is just constantly ongoing, but in that process, you're working together as a team rather than individually. So communication skills are huge, the ability to work together. So you're going to get a lot of those types of questions, not just questions on your hard skills, what languages have you worked with, stuff like that, which is very important. But a good balance, a great candidate is someone who has the combination of those hard skills and those soft skills. Someone that's, if I have someone come in, they've worked with several different languages, they've had success as an undergrad, but they're... they have good communication skills. They can work together as work in a group environment. They're passionate about what they do. That's the ideal candidate right there. And if you can kind of show all those things during an interview, you'll certainly have a lot of options.
Okay. Greg, not to put you on the spot, but I know you do a lot of interviewing. Can you tell us maybe the best and the worst, one of the best ways students answer the question and one of the worst?
I see a lot of
probably
really
do see a lot.
I see a real lot of good. I've seen real, real bad. I won't get into that, but generally speaking, I talked to some people yesterday actually that were just, strong. Again, they had people that have that enthusiasm and strong hard skill background, but just a real enthusiasm and it shows during the interview, where they are there not just because they need a job, or not because mom said I need a job, or I need health insurance, or like I need to, or I want to make this salary. They're there because they're passionate about it. This is they look at our software, our development VP, he always talks about, they want somebody that does this. His ideal candidate is someone that kind of does this on the side, not
so
even just
here at
school.
So this is even their hobby.
They're developing games at home. They're just interested in it. And he loves that. He loves seeing somebody that's just passionate about that. And so, when someone kind of comes across like that, in the interview process, usually just wows him, and he loves that, and that's one of the things that really impresses him. What doesn't impress us, obviously, is if you're just kind of going through the motions, if you just want a job, it's just too competitive out there for to do that anymore. It's we're filling I don't know how many slots each month. It's growing, but we have far more applicants than we do positions. So you do want to stand out.
Does certifications matter?
Yeah, absolutely. For some of these positions, especially with in the area that you're in, there are certain certifications that we're looking for. Companies that are looking for those, again, it's important that they are listed on your resume, because they're using these systems where they do keyword searches. So they're actually entering in that information. So if it's not listed on your resume, if there's a certification you have and it's not listed there, they're not going to even see your resume. That's not even going to be one that gets filtered down to them. So make sure you you include everything, languages that you've worked with, certifications that you have, any of that experience. Any particular questions? Have you guys been in the interview process at all? Anybody have an interview question they didn't know how to answer, or anybody have done technical interviewing and had a bad experience, good experience, anything?
How does technical interviewing differ from just a general interview? Students go in for that first initial screening interview. When it's a technical interview, for one of the STEM positions, how is that a little different?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and for our interviews, we ask them. We have a different set of questions that we typically, there's different skill sets that we're looking for. And we actually have a lot of testing that we do. For our software developers and our development analysts, we have kind of some strange stuff that you wouldn't even think involved involved software. So for our QA roles, we have you design we give you these specifications for a handicap access ramp. And you need to kind of go through and follow through and come up with testing notes. So nothing to do with software. So people look at it and think, what is this? I thought I was applying for the software testing position. And we'll ask you, but there's reasons why we're doing it. There's stuff that it's problem solving ability, thinking outside the box. If you can do that, you can apply it towards software. So a lot of those different types of questions you're going to get. And that's pretty common. The other, the companies that I've seen, I was talking to somebody from kayak.com, and they have all kinds of, kind of crazy questions. So Google these before you go onto the interview. They ask all kinds of crazy problem-solving questions, things like that, for people with technical backgrounds. And just kind of, a lot of times, it's not even getting the question right. It's how you came to
your answer.
The process that you took to get that. They want to see, what kind of thinker you are.
Logic.
Yeah, exactly. So.
And even to the fact that if you got aggravated while you were trying to answer the question.
Exactly. Yeah. These are all things that they're looking at. Exactly.
Now, do networking students, do they also take a test?
Networking students, they usually just they usually just talk to somebody from our advanced technology group, and they'll give them. So rather than testing them, you know, formal testing.
How they answer?
It's mostly answering.
How would you go about dealing with this situation?
And you know, we are looking for some experience. If you have some experience, even maybe working here in the school, working. Again, we have great training programs, so we don't need years and years of experience. We do hire at the entry level. We do all the promotion right from within. Our executive vice president, was a Bridgewater state grad. She started out right out of college at Bridgewater, and she's now executive VP of the company, straight out of college.
And I know you've had some BCC students that are now were hired out of. As programmers, not that long ago, and managers.
People move up pretty quickly, and you have the ability. Some people want to get into management, some people don't. You have the ability to become we have options for you with a technical background. You can become a computer scientist, where you don't have to manage people, but you want to maybe just work with the code. We have options like that. You have the ability to move around. We don't stick in one area and say, okay, this is the next step. So that's nice. You play a big role in kind of determining where you want to go, what you want to do.
So we have about 5 minutes left. Any questions? I mean, you've got an HR rep here from Meditech. You can ask anything you want. Yes.
Do you telecommute?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially with our development team, right now it's pretty common for people to telecommute twice a week, so they can you can work from home. We have most people in our office twice a week, and then you're in the office a few days a week. So that's a nice option.
Especially with the way this weather's been.
The way this weather's been, I've been at home.
I have no choice but to do that.
Yeah, actually, I don't like being at home. I kind of like being in the office, but a lot of people. But you get a lot of stuff done, actually. I find it during the snow days. That's the times that I've been. I have a much different job. But, for programmers and development people, you can do a lot of your work from home. The technology is there, so. A lot of people take advantage of that. We offer tuition assistance, so if any of you are looking to continue your education as well, we offer the most that the IRS allows us to give without, financial penalties. So that's a good way to continue your education. A lot of great online programs. A lot of schools offer discounts to Meditech employees as well. So you can continue and get your degree just about anything you can possibly imagine. I've seen it all. So.
Great. Any other questions for Greg?
All
right. Alrighty. Thank you.
Oh, sorry.
Are there any specific courses that we could take that you guys look for?
Yeah, I mean, it really depends on the position that you're, because we have a wide range of positions that we're hiring for. So I would, it really depends. Some of the positions are more general. Some of the positions we're looking for more of a clinical background. Some of them, it's more networking. Some of them, the programmer roles. SQL programming, obviously, you need a background there. So it really depends on the position. But, we can definitely, I can give you my contact information, and, if there's a specific position that you have in mind, I can kind of see what people have done in the past here that have transitioned from BCC, and Priscilla's a good person to ask about that as well. She's talked to a lot of people that have made the transition from there to, a position in that, not just at Meditech, but, a number of different companies out there.
And you also work with people, too, to help them, guide them in. Sometimes they don't always know what they want to do when they grow up. So
that's pretty common. That's understandable. Not knowing, and we have a great we help them kind of try to help people figure out what area they'd be best suited in. And again, you have the ability to move around. We have an entire staff development group, about 15 people that just kind of help you with your transition at Meditech, finding the area that you're really interested in. I started out working with the software for my first couple of years. And about 12 years ago, and I moved. I've been recruiting. I've been the college recruiter now for 10 years. I've really found my niche, found something that I love and I'm passionate about. But for other people, it was a completely different area. You have the ability to move around. We do everything internally, so a lot of different options for you. So wherever you go, find something that it's going to be a good fit for you. Yeah.
I was wondering about what if you had stuff you wanted to show. During an interview,
program. Absolutely, absolutely.
How would you go about doing it? I mean, like, bring your laptop, or?
Yeah, you can do. I see that all the time. I see that all the time, especially during our follow-up interview. You know, our hiring groups, they love to see that. You can kind of show your passion, show some of the work, the projects that you've worked on. And we love seeing that. A lot of times, sometimes people will have a website that they can, you know, they'll have them go to where they can kind of showcase some of the stuff that they've worked on.
Optimal Resume actually has, in addition to the resume and the interview tool, it has a portfolio tool, and you have the ability to create a web page, and you can share the links with recruiters. And I'll tell you, I am not that, you know, I think your folks that work on the hotline here at the college are getting my calls every other day. I can't turn it on. But I actually designed a web page just to test it out. That's how easy it is. So you people will be able to do some fascinating kinds of things.
Even after you graduate?
You can use it for 1 year after graduation. And if you work at the college, you'll always have access to it as long as you're an employee here. As long as you have access to your Access BCC account, so you can use it. And Optimal, you can use for up to 1 year. And then when you're done, you can download everything, so you have a copy of that. I know you had a question, too. I'm sorry.
You had mentioned that you had many facilities all over the place. As far as relocation goes, say that it's a five-month, six-month training regimen. Mm-hmm. Would you train here, then relocate, or would it?
We try to do your training at the facility that you're working in. In most cases, we can do that. There would be some trainings probably that take place in different areas. We have an orientation program that takes place over our Framingham office your first week. And then you would be doing a number of different staff development trainings. But your core training, we try to do in the facility that you're working out of. That's not always possible, but you know, so you would have to hop around a little bit. Yeah.
As a programmer, what is it like being in the office? Like, are you by yourself in a cubicle? Are you in a room with a bunch of other?
That's a great question. So it's a really open work environment where we are, and you're working together. We have people kind of specialize in specific areas of the software. So you would be a part of a group that specialized in. I don't know, every group's a little bit different. They have an area of focus. So you're working with other people. So rather than being in some high-walled cubicle behind a computer the whole time, you're working together as a team. You're working, you know, basically as a group, you know, on the development side, developing the applications as programmers, you know, debugging, bouncing things off other people. You know, because you're working in a group that focuses on a specific area, a lot of times you're going to see the same types of issues, and you can say, oh, you know, I have this problem, and then the person right there says, oh, okay, you know, I found a solution for that, and we found that's really helpful. So it's a real open, great environment. Rather than just stick you in a box behind a computer, it's always very open, which is good.
And the hierarchy, is it like manager?
Yeah, your supervisor sits right out among you. You know, companies talk about the open door policy of management. In some companies, your manager's in a different state, country, planet. Your management team, they sit right out among you. They're there as a resource for you. They see the work that you do. They're there to answer questions. They're there, you know, to be part of the team. And so that's pretty unique. Our founder sits in an open workstation, coding along with everybody else. You know, talks to everybody as they come through. So it's a pretty unique environment.
Very cool.
Yeah.
As far as like programmers go, what are the hours like? Is it 24-hour period?
Yeah, so we have all different hours. We have a lot of different options for you. Because our customers are, you know, healthcare facilities, it's 24/7. So we have different shifts for you. If you want, you know, majority of our staff work, you know, a standard 40-hour work week. We're very flexible, especially with programmers. If you want to start at 7, you can. If you want to start at 10, you can. You know, and do, you know, your 40 hours that way. But we have a couple other shifts. We have a shift that goes from 4 till midnight. We have a Friday, Saturday, Sunday shift that's 12 hours a day with a shift differential for, you know, the 40-hour work week. So you can do overnights, you can do daytime, you can do weekends. We can, you know, really work around your schedule, find a time. But we're pretty flexible. You have a lot of options there. And, you know, it's not one of those companies that, you know, where you're working 80 hours a week or anything like that. It's a great work-life balance. I hire a lot of people from programmers that got into worked for gaming companies, and they were they were passionate about it. They loved it. They were working, they never saw their family or friends, or they were sleeping on the floor of the place, and they get a little burnt out, and it's not uncommon that people will get burnt out in some other industries that are a little bit more demanding, and they'll come over and they love the work-life balance that we have.
I have to say, we have many students who are hired at Meditech. I think some years they've actually hired 7 or 8 of our students, mostly programming, a couple of networking. And I always hear great things when students come back. I know there's one student that was hired right out of Priscilla's classes. He did the mock interview, and I know one of your instructors had mentioned that. What a great opportunity for you to meet with an employer. And we've actually, Greg has interviewed people, and it's just, like a mock interview to give you some feedback. And what happens is you end up getting asked to go to corporate for a second interview and to take the test. So we've had many students hired that way. So it's a great opportunity. It really is.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a need. And, wide range of positions, and even some that aren't even listed here, we're looking for, Android developers, mobile devices are huge right now. The number of different things. And again, we can train people, people that have an interest in these areas. We can have them go through training, work with people with a lot of experience, and find something that
Just out of curiosity, you're in the medical industry.
Yep.
What other industries are you in?
We're strictly that's our primary focus. That's our only focus, actually. We're pretty unique in that way, in that we only develop electronic health records. Some people, there are companies out there that sort of dabble in what we do, but there's only a couple that are just focused on electronic health records, and that's one of our big selling points to our customers. Is this is our industry. This is our only area of focus. So we make electronic health records for healthcare facilities. Great. All right. Excellent. Well, thanks so much, guys. I appreciate it. And any questions, certainly let us know. But
And I will be in touch with your instructors as to what we're going to do, any mock interviews or any additional follow-up. And I'm going to try to get Meditech to come to our job here. So you'll be hearing
Absolutely. All right, thanks so much, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, Priscilla.
Thank you.
Great seeing you.
Nice seeing you.
Touch soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, folks.
Okay, now we're going to get back to work. So, there is a second assignment up here that says Logic PowerPoint Assignment up under week 6, and that's what I want to look at. So bring that up, please. Oh, good. Is anybody else getting it? There it is. I was going to say it worked last night. Okay. What I've got here is some logic problems, again, for you to solve. And I've set up a database, and I must have been planting trees at this time. So I have a database of trees and things that you can buy. And I have the name of the item number on hand, on order, the reorder point, the cost, the price, and the vendor number. Okay? So now I'm going in and I'm using flowcharts. And I am going to step through this program using a flowchart. Okay? So I've started out and I'm saying initializing read a record. So that means I read this first record. Okay, so I read that first record. Then I drop down and it says as long as it's not EOF, which means not end of file. So in other words, as long as the read was successful. Okay, so I read a record. If there's nothing on the file, I'm going to hit the not EOF, and it's going to say, yeah, it is EOF, and it's going to stop the program. But if there is something there, it is going to follow the yes off of not UF. And the first thing I did is I said, calculate the profit. And profit is the difference between price and cost. So for this first record, when I calculate the profit, it's going to be $20.89. So it's $20.89. And when I calculate that, I'm storing it in a memory variable. So I'm going to have a memory variable called profit, and I'm storing it there. Then I said, set up a line for the report. And these two kind of go together, and that I'm getting what I want ready to write and writing it. Okay, so I'm writing a line on the report, which could be a screen report or a paper report. Depends on what people want. But I'm setting up what I want to write. And up at the top, I said, I want to produce a report that contains an item number, item name, price, cost, and profit. So I'm setting up the line, and I'm saying, okay, I need item number. I can grab that from the data. Item name, price, cost, all come from the data. Profit comes from my memory variable, and I write it out. So when I write, my first line is going to say 1111 oak. The price is $95.89. The cost is $75, and the profit is $20.89. So I'm going to write a line that looks like that. And then as soon as I finish writing the line, I read another record. And so when I read another record, it comes down and takes the second record, because I just read the second record. Right after I read, I'm going back and checking to see if the read was successful. And that's basically what not EOF does, is it checks and makes sure that the read was successful. If the read was successful, then I calculate the profit for that one. And the profit for that one's going to be $17.99. Then I set up and I write the line, and then I read another record. Okay? So that's the steps that I go through in doing this program. And you are going to be asked to play computer, basically. And so you're going to generate the report by playing computer. And I've given you the first line of the report. The second line is going to be about red maple, and the third line is going to be about sugar maple, and so forth. Okay? Questions? Yeah?
What does EOF mean?
End of file.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So, the next problem says, okay, now I'm going to show it like this. And I asked you a question. Is there any difference in the output using the logic in problem one and using the logic shown here? Okay. Is there going to be any difference in the output?
No.
Let's compare them. Over here I said, not EOF. Go and do the routine called process. And so it is going to go and do the routine called process. Well, what does the routine do? It says calculate the profit, set up and write the line, read another record, and then come back and continue on to check for end of file. So there is no difference between the logic here and the logic on the first one. The difference is that I pulled out the processing. And I put it in a module, subroutine, whatever you want to call it. It's a module or a subroutine or a procedure. Okay, so I pulled it out and put it there. So there is no difference because the logic is the same. Okay, number three. I got into on this one, and I said, okay, now when I go to process, I'm asking a question. Is on hand greater than 25? So I read the first record. I did the initializing read, and I read the first record. Now I'm looking to see, is on hand greater than 25? Is it?
For one, no.
Okay, for the first record, on hand on this one is 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not greater than 25. So what am I going to take? When I ask the question, am I taking the yes or the no? I'm taking the no branch. So I'm doing no processing once I find out that on hand is not greater than 25. I'm not setting up and writing a line. I'm just dropping down and reading another record. So I then read the next record, and that one is Red Maple. Is it? Okay, so I go back, read the record, Red Maple. Now I go back here and I check. It's not in a file, so I go to process. Is the on hand for Red Maple greater than 25?
Yes.
Yes. So that means I set up and write the line. And I said the output should show the item number, item name, on hand, and on order. So I'm going to write as my first line, 1212, Red Maple. And then I said, show me the on hand, which is 26, and the on order, which is 22. So I'm going to write that. Then I drop down and I read a record. So I've now read the third record. Is the third record, okay, is it greater than 25?
Yes.
Yes. So I'm going to write that line. And after I write it, I'm going to read the fourth record. What happens to the fourth record?
It goes back.
It doesn't get written because on hand is not greater than 25. So it doesn't get written. Okay? Are you with me on this or? Okay. So you're going to go through these flowcharts and go through and come up with the answers. On the next one, I'm asking a little bit more. What am I asking here? I'm asking, is the on hand greater than 25? If not, I've got another chance. Is the on order greater than 25? So what kind of a relationship is this? An and relationship and an or relationship? Or, okay? Because I'm saying one or the other has to be true. Okay, and if you look down, then I started doing pseudocode. And so I'm saying here, if on hand is greater than 25 and price is greater than 75. So that means the records as I read them, I'm checking, and if the on hand is greater than 25 and the price is greater than 75, then I'm writing them out. Okay, otherwise I'm doing nothing. So there's no. Just like on my flowcharts, sometimes there's nothing to do. I have nothing to do here. So I end the if, and then I read another record. Okay, so that's your assignment, and what we're going to do is we have 15 more minutes, so I'm not going to start JavaScript. I want you to work on these. Now, my suggestion is that you move on to something like the fifth or the sixth and go back and do number one because that's kind of easy. But go on to one of the ones that looks a little more complicated where you have time to ask questions. But if you don't want to do that, start with number one. Okay? But I would do the one if you think you'll have questions, ask it. So, I'm going to give you the 15 minutes to start working on this, and that will
be... Hey, I'm here from now till...